Zombie movies were quite popular in the 40s and 50s. In 1943, there were two, I Walk with a Zombie and Revenge of the Zombies. There were even more in the 1950s. Then by 1968, it was Night of the Living Dead, followed by more zombie films, and then in the late 70s, Dawn of the Dead.
What we can read into the zombie mythology today, what is it that zombies reveal about ourselves, and what is it that they are warning against?
David Castillo is a UB professor of Romance Languages and Literatures. He's an early modern specialist. That's what started his interest in zombies.
The 16th and 17th centuries are known as an age of monstrosities and curiosities all throughout Europe.
Castillo lectures about zombies' destructive hunger. He appeared earlier this week for UB's Scholars on the Road, speaking in New York City at the law firm of Hutchins Ross.
In a way, the zombies are us, as one of the characters of the second George Romero movie says, Dawn of the Dead, when a mass of zombies are approaching the mall. One of the characters from the inside of the mall says, oh my God, they are us. And so I take that seriously. There is a message there.
Castillo describes zombies as being an agent of the apocalyptic, like those portrayed in the television show The Walking Dead and its spin-off, Fear the Walking Dead.
So with The Walking Dead, what I would say is that the emphasis is not so much on the zombies themselves, but on the groups of survivors and their need to rethink the world and themselves in it.
Castillo says he believes there's a message we could all be turning into zombie-like citizens as consumers, possessed with a hunger we don't understand that could be self-destructive. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Thank you.